Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we highlight the individual athletes who competed at the 2020 State Cross Country Meet in Class 1A and 2A. Zach Eulen with our sister station KCII Radio caught up with Caden Van Weingarten of Pella Christian High School, Tiffany Koontz and Paige Steenhook of PCM, Riley Duncan of Twin Cedars, and Jalen Knutson of Melcher Dallas. We'll start with Caden Van Weingarten.
What was the game plan and some goals you had coming into today?
Well, I think some of my goals were to beat my PR for the state qualifying, and one of my goals is to get top 100.
And overall, what was the key point in the race? How did the run unfold today?
Well, it was really windy, so it was kind of tough on some hills. But I think like the last 8 to 400 was really where I kicked it in and passed a lot of people.
In general, how did things feel today? And take us through that last 800.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was really windy. And I had kind of a cold, so that didn't help much. But the last 400 to 800, I was like, well, this is the last race of the season, so I might as well just give it all I got. And that's what got me through there.
And how did it feel when you crossed the finish line?
Well, I was happy that I achieved my placement goal, but I was a little disappointed that I didn't reach my time that I was hoping for.
When you think back on the season, what stands out to you? What made it a success?
I think my teammates played a big part in it. They really helped encourage me through the races, and they stayed up in Fort Dodge with me. And I think a lot of the long runs that we did on Saturday mornings really helped too.
Now here are PCM's two runners, Paige Steenhook and Tiffany Koontz.
Okay, for you guys today, what was the game plan coming in? What were some goals you guys each had?
Honestly, for me, being here last year, I just wanted to come in and just put my hardest and try to beat how I accomplished last year, just do better and just work hard and do it with a teammate and represent the school.
I wanted to stay close to my personal best time, which that didn't really happen. It was a lot hotter than I expected, and I think the experience was really cool.
Now, was there a key part in the race? How did things unfold today? What stands out to you about the run?
You definitely have to get out fast or you're going to get boxed in. I mean, it's such a packed race, so just kind of knowing where you're at and knowing like what to expect is always good to go into. I just got out fast, and then on hills, you just work your hardest to use them and just pass people when you can.
Yeah, same with her. You got to get out as fast as you can or you're going to be stuck in there. And then using those hills definitely works a little bit, trying to pass people, and you just got to work your hardest.
How did it feel for each of you when you crossed the finish line, and what was it like to be up here with a teammate?
It's so accomplishing knowing, like, doing this for a second year, it's awesome to come back. And honestly, just, like, the whole experience, making it here is what's awesome about it, and stage is kind of a cherry on top for it. Just working your hardest and crushing it, and being able to come with a teammate and represent PCM is awesome.
Yeah, I think it's really cool here with a teammate. She's definitely the person I look up to the most. And crossing the finish line was, like, a relief, and, like, wow, I did that. So that was really cool.
Here's Riley Duncan of Twin Cedars, now a two-time All-State runner at the State Cross Country Meet, following a 10th place performance.
Can you tell us what you did this week to prepare for the race?
I ran outside a lot, and I ran like around 4 miles every day. You know, I worked on hills, and I worked on also just my endurance and, you know, getting the miles in.
Now, when I turn down the driveway here, I'm nervous, and I'm not even running. So are you nervous or are you excited? What were you thinking going in?
You know, I wasn't quite as nervous as I was last year, but I was definitely nervous, you know, going into this and wanting to place definitely in the top 15 and trying to do the best that I could do.
What was the game plan for today's race? Was there an important part, the start, the middle mile? What was the game plan?
You know, just stay up there with those top girls and run to the best of my ability.
What does it feel like when you cross the finish line?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling, and you feel like you've accomplished something and did a good job.
How does it feel when you're standing up for the award ceremony just now?
That feels good and really makes you remember all the hard work that you've put in to get to that far.
And rounding out our interviews today with Zach is Jalen Knutson, a four-time state qualifier for Melcher Dallas.
With this week, how did you prepare? What was that like? And what was the game plan for the race?
We had three hard runs this week just getting ready just to get ready for this, and the game plan was just to come out and have fun and do my hardest and do my best.
Are you nervous or excited when you're standing in the box before the race?
So before the box, it's just all super exciting and fun and just talking to the girls, but before we get to the box, that's where the nerves come in.
How
was there a key part of the race today? How did it feel? How did it go?
It's just back there by the tents. It's just so fun to all the downhills and just getting over that bridge and knowing, hey, I'm almost there.
And when you cross the finish line, what's your first thought?
It was just, I got sad because that was my last race ever, but it was just fun. And then I immediately went and started picking up girls.
Now, you look at the way the race went. How about finishing out your career here at State and being able to run today?
It was just great fun, and I was super happy that I even got here. It's just a blessing to be here all together.
Once again, those were the local Class 1A and 2A runners at the 2020 State Cross Country Meet. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage is 92.1 KRLS. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.